and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. It has officially been 3 continuous years of me talking to you, and I'm so glad to be here. I'm also so glad to have my voice back, and I can, like, breathe normally, and I'm not coughing or sneezing or hacking or choking or taking first nap in the morning and then second nap in the afternoon. It's so good to not be sick. I have just gotten back from the UK from speaking at the Snap conference, which was wonderful. And if you are a photographer of any ilk in the Europe, especially, I totally advise that you check it out for next year at the Snap conference in the UK. It's fantastic. Laura Babb is amazing. And I have much love for the entire thing. I was accidentally unplugged for a week because I didn't realize there wouldn't be any Wi-Fi or phone signal. So I am refreshed, recharged. I did the napping and the walking and the talking and the books and all the things you do when you have absolutely no internet and your phone is just sort of a hunk of metal that's mostly useless except for note-taking and being an alarm. So, as promised, this is the week that we're going to talk about M School. If at any point you enjoy M School, I would love for you to pick up breathwork, because that's the sort of the step that will take you deeper into the teachings themselves. So you can pick up a free copy of a breathwork session at breathehealrepeat.com or at kristenkelp.com and just click on breathwork. And there are a couple of classes for sale there. And my goal for the year is to get everyone to try breathwork. And some of you will love it and some of you will hate it, and that's okay. But the people that love it will really love it. And I think it's really worth taking a look into for doing some big, deep shifting at levels that you can't access via the brain. Because as much as I can talk and we can chat and we can emote and we can do things together, there are also things that just live beyond the realm of words. And breathwork is how I suggest you get there. So if you dig M School, which is coming up right now, Breathe, Heal, Repeat is good. Also, it is the last call for dibs on Steer Your Ship, which is my 6-month coaching program. And it will be amazing and wonderful and beautiful. And it starts in October and it typically goes through until April. And it's going to go on sale very shortly. So if you want to be one of the first to hear about it, you want to go to kristenkelp.com/SYS. And I will send out dibs quite soon, actually. And if you're like, I don't understand what it is that you do, Kristen, I don't get it. My coaching is a mixture of tough but gentle love and of making space for you to see yourself clearly and to be seen clearly by others. So it's a little bit like vulnerability CrossFit. And it's a little bit very, 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 very practical. What are the things that you need to do next? Just the next thing, not the next 32 things. It's not what is your 5-year plan. It is what is your 30-day plan. Because 5-year plans are mostly just made up bullshit. There's no fucking way to know, right? And if you're like, no, I know what's going to happen in 5 years. Have you seen the current political climate? No one knows what's going to happen in 5 years. So can we just focus on 30 days and then maybe 3 months? And then by the end, we focus on the next 6 months. And that's really all we can ever be held accountable for. And so that's what we focus on, taking a look at where you are now, where you would like to be, and how we can gently get you moving in that direction in the next 6 months. I just had these lovely, kind words come in from a woman who did one-on-one coaching with me. Her name is April. And she said, you saw through my bullshit excuses and didn't pander to them. Breaking very old, very stubborn habits and patterns is hard. You were no nonsense, but it was also clear that you cared and rooted for me the whole time. This woman knows asshole brains of all varieties, and she can help you fix yours. So that, fixing asshole brain is the other thing. KristenKelp.com/SYS. If you want the dibs, they go out very soon for Steer Your Ship. Otherwise, this is the first episode of M School, episode/installment/lesson/. There are 6 of them, so they're going to be coming at you from now until 6 weeks from now. M School is just magic school for entrepreneurs, and it means that we magical business owner people stop pretending that we're muggles once and for all, because in the Harry Potter world, there are muggles, which are non-magical beings, and there are magical beings. And muggles don't function like magical people, and vice versa. So we explore and grow, and we're going to enjoy some geeky Harry Potter references while tinkering in our businesses. And if you're like, I don't Harry Potter, I promise you will still get everything that I'm talking about in this episode. We will discuss the horrors of living in the physical world, which is very tricky, with hydrating and napping and cleaning and taking things to the post office, while mastering both muggle and magic modalities in the business world. M-School at its root is for bringing your particular brand of magic to life. So there are 6 audio classes designed to help you bring more of your true nature to your business. So the first part is 3 lessons. That's the Expelliarmus part, which is clear the way for magic. And this is the first lesson, which is get off the unicorn blood. Why you're addicted, how it's messing with your life, and how to get off the nasty stuff in no time flat. Unicorn blood stifles your creativity, binds you up in arbitrary and boring rules, and frustrates you on a daily basis. And if you're like, but what the fuck is unicorn blood? I'm going to need you to stay tuned. So M-School is a program that I made about 2 years ago, and it's currently for sale, and I'm taking it off sale because I'm just giving it away. And if you're like, Kristen, this is really fucking dense stuff. Yes, this is what's typically behind a paywall. So it's not like wandering or chatty. It's not any sort of wandering. It is very direct, very precise, nougat style. You can listen to this a few times and still get something out of it. And that's what will be coming your way for the next 6 weeks. And if you don't have a business, I would argue that the first 3 lessons are still completely and totally applicable to you if you are still breathing and a human, right? So, if you're breathing, if you're a human, keep listening. If you love Harry Potter, don't know about Harry Potter, are on the fence about Harry Potter, keep listening anyway. It's not over-the-top craziness. I hope you enjoy this. If you need me, you know where to find me. I am at kristenkelp.com. My email address is k@kristenkelp.com. And I am also on the Instagrams at kkalp. I hope to hear from you very soon. And I hope you enjoy this, the first lesson in the M-School series. Thank you, and I'll see you next week.
First, I wave my magic wand and say the magic words, a la peanut butter sandwiches.
Hello and welcome to M-School, class number 1, Unicorn Blood. A couple of reminders before we dive into every class. First thing, there's going to be a fairly short dose of listening here. This is not like 6 hours of me talking. And then I'm going to give you a set of 3 really small assignments. 1 magic, 1 mogul, and 1 muggle. Now, just a quick review. Magic time is the time when you do the thing that you do best, whatever that is in your business, that is the most important to your continued work in the world. If we take the efforts of your magic across time and we take them out of your business, they are basically your life's work. So for me, the books and the articles and the classes that I make are my magic. And so we work on those and we work in that realm. That's the creative space, and it's often the most chaotic. And then there's muggle time, which is that time when you check your email and handle your accounts and you do the shipping and the ordering and the packaging and the technical things that go with your business. That is muggle time. And then there's also mogul time, which is skipped or ignored entirely. And that's actually the hardest. That's when you have your magic and you have your muggle and it makes a business, and then you tell people about it. So it isn't just like, hey, I made this painting. It's I made this painting and it's for sale here. Or I have a session available for my photography. It's I have a photography session available and you can buy it here. It's just offering that moment when you have your magic, you have your muggle bits, you have something for sale, and you show it to people again and again and again. Mogul time is typically the time that makes you money, the time when you show your work, the time when you don't hide, and the time when you bring the theory that is, yeah, sure, I'm going to put that on sale, into the practical realm of, yes, it's on sale for 34 hours. I don't know why 34 hours, why not? And you can get one at this place. Done. So every time we have a class, there's a magic, a mogul, and a muggle assignment. Don't worry, they're teeny tiny. Just wanted you to know. If at any point you hear something that you've already heard me say or write about somewhere, I want you to stay with me.
There's a reason that I've put these things in this order. I don't want to assume that anyone has heard any of it before. So don't skip, just stick with me. There's always going to be something new. There's always going to be a nuance there. And because it's me, it's going to be over fairly quickly because that's how I roll. You are welcome to share your assignment results with the group. In fact, it's encouraged, especially if you're an introvert. That would be part of your mogul time, getting to know other people in the group. And that's where everyone can cheer you on and commiserate about the work together. What's working, what isn't working, what's cool, what isn't cool, all that good stuff. If you would be kind enough to give, when you're listening, to give me your undivided attention and then do the assignments, that means you will actually get your money's worth out of M School instead of sort of vaguely having it on in the background at some point. I made it audio only so that you can listen when you are in the shower, when you are in the car, when you are on the subway, when you are going about your day-to-day life. And the assignments are very, very brief so that you can think about them. They're more thinking and introspection than they are X, Y, and Z activities, at least in the beginning. Okay? Again, your patience is great. And if you have any questions, you can hit me up in the group or you can hit me up via email, bragcamponline@gmail.com, and I will take all those into consideration, answer them, and help you out. With all that said, episode/class/lecture/ whatever you want to call it, number one, unicorn blood, here we go. The guys next to us on the highway are hanging out of the truck and they are wildly gesturing at the front tire. They look more than a little panicked and the wheel appears to be smoking, so we pull over. I calmly open water bottle after water bottle, handing them across the front seat while he douses the flaming wheel over and over and over again. The kids are wrapped up in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Buckbeak is about to be terminated, which renders the vehicle fire a minor disturbance. The truck has to be towed. Its passengers have to be transported separately to the garage for repairs. That would be me. The mechanic who's driving us is clearly intimidated by the presence of a pink-haired woman, three children, and a dog dressed in her finest Mrs. Claus outfit, so we don't talk much. I take a look around. The car's gas gauge doesn't read full or empty and doesn't include any fractions. It reads, and I quote, distance to E. Oh, holy shit. What if, instead of measuring our daily energy based on whether or not we're merely awake, we honestly gauged our distance to E each morning? What if we woke up, stretched our arms wide, and felt it? 372 miles, 30 miles, 3 miles, a quarter mile, 100 yards, 3 yards. Fuck it, I'm going back to bed. What if we viewed our energy levels not as something we should always have more of and listen to productivity podcasts about, regardless of the weather, how much we've slept, what we've eaten, or what we have scheduled, but as a daily gas tank reading, without judgment, without making one number better than any other? What if we tuned into the animal parts of our bodies enough to take in the facts? Your distance to E changes daily. Around the holidays, which are heavy with obligation, we all end up with fewer miles in the tank. When we go and go and go, ignoring our distance to E readings repeatedly, we end up running on fumes, bitter and awkward and resentful of everyone we meet. Likewise, when it's winter and it's gray outside, you automatically have less fuel in the tank than when it's bright and sunshiny and beautiful outside. This is just the way it works. We pretend rest is the reward for our hard work instead of what makes the hard work possible. Show me a human who rests when it's necessary, sprinting when possible, and I'll show you someone who is 89% more likely to be further along 5 years from now than someone who is committed to sprinting faster and faster and faster every day with no regard for energy burned. People who have learned to rest are to be revered. And how fucked up is that? People who sleep, who acknowledge their limits, who take the time to say they're tired, write best-selling books. Yes, one person writing multiple books, plural, about fucking sleeping and how that's revolutionary for their business. Your distance to E is not a measure of your worth as a human. It's like a temperature reading. Everyone has preferred temperatures and more comfortable weather ranges, but we humans only have preferences. There is no universally perfect temperature, just as there is no universally preferred distance to E in our respective tanks. Some people want to ski, and some want to spend their whole lives in bikinis, and these two souls will never agree on an ideal daily temperature. Some people want to sprint like jackrabbits, and some people want to soak up the more subtle moments available on any given day. Fine. So long as we all agree that going as fast as you can for as long as you can with no breaks, rest, or thought for sustainability is not the ideal, we can call everyone right. Getting in touch with your distance to E daily is a helpful, completely free, and absolutely wonderful tool for your business. It means you wake up, give yourself a few minutes, and ask how much fuel is in the tank. If you slept poorly, had bad dreams, haven't yet recovered from yesterday's shitty circumstances, are consumed with dread for something that's happening today, or don't want to work, you'll have far less fuel in the tank than on those days when you've eaten like a champion, hydrated well, and slept like a rock. Again, though, your distance to E is not a measure of your worth as a human. It's simply a measure of how much you can expect to accomplish on any given day. Patterns emerge over time. Scheduling your workday based on these patterns can be amazingly helpful. And this is where M-School comes in, right? I schedule my days based on how much energy I can manage on a 3 miles in the tank day. This is some muggle stuff. With 30 miles in the tank, I can bang out far more than I've scheduled, but I only bank on the bare minimum of gas in the tank. For me, that's a scheduled morning, typically from 9 a.m. to noon or to 12:30, with add-on tasks of varying length up for completion in the afternoon. Your zone of genius might be before dawn, or after lunch, or just before bed, or every Tuesday all day long because you work best in batches. Your preferences for the ways you spend your fuel and the scheduled tasks you take on are, again, not a measure of your worth as a human. Further, life circumstances make for varying fuel levels. Mothers of newborns aren't capable of accomplishing as much as the average 24-year-old woman in perfect health simply because having no sleep and spotty meals and no time to yourself as you suckle a child takes way more fuel from the tank than sleeping well and solidly for 8 hours at a clip before waking quietly to enjoy some alone time over a smoothie. That's not a judgment of either person. It's simply life circumstances writ large across the distance to E. Being honest about the fuel we've got renders us more capable of enjoying our lives and our businesses. 2 mile days in which you use 1.8 miles worth of fuel are enjoyable. 2 mile days in which you try to push through 12 miles are a disaster every time. Further, since this is M-School and we're talking Harry Potter, let's talk unicorn blood. We know that Voldemort famously consumed unicorn blood to keep him alive, but it doomed him to a half-life, rendering him incapable of feeling love or making meaning ever again. What if we acknowledged all the shoulds in our life for what they actually are? Unicorn blood. Bear and I got home from the burning truck fire in Miles to E fiasco, it was right around Christmas time, only to turn on the TV and be bombarded with the obligatory after Christmas, now it's the new year ads that remind you of your many flaws. You should be skinnier, slash more toned, slash hotter, slash generally more fuckable. You should be focused on a new year, new you. Details vary, but this means you should buy different foods or cut out a food group or invest in goji berry stock or find an 85th use for chia seeds in your life. You should be more productive slash better at time management slash more capable of accomplishing in 7 hours what most people accomplish in 7 weeks, all while sporting selfie-friendly makeup, which is actually a thing. They sell it specifically for selfies. You should focus on better SEO, or increased sales, or more effective marketing, or doubling, no way, quintupling your business, or your income, or your Instagram following. The list never ends, and the ways in which you're coming up short are so much louder at the new year than at any other time in modern civilization. And they just get louder throughout the year, but with different things depending on the season. Now it's Mother's Day, so now you should be a better mother, spending more time with your children, and it should be unplugged, and you should be worrying about bikinis, and oh God, it just never ends. Those messages are made of unicorn blood, the endless shoulds designed to keep you measuring the relative perfection of your life circumstances against others and coming up short. Shoulds steal your energy, render your life meaningless without the addition of X product, and lead to endless frustration with your life as it currently stands. Only more money does not equal more worth. More cabbage and lemon water dieting does not equal more health. More marketing does not equal more truth, more meaning, or even more money. More grandiose resolutions do not equal more sustainable actions. Shoulds are the modern, non-magic equivalent of drinking unicorn blood, dooming you to live a half-life from the moment you buy into them. You don't need 384 sex moves to use tonight, and six-pack abs, and a bigger house, and a better car, and an SEO expert, and 84,000 Instagram followers, and a multi-six-figure business to live a better life. Period. Really, period. There are no caveats, no exceptions. You don't need that shit. You can decide you want that shit, absolutely. But let it be because you really, truly, deep down want it, not because an ad finally broke you down and convinced you that your thigh gap is necessary. So spill it. Let's get it out there. What are the shoulds you're housing at this moment? Maybe you should blog more, but you hate blogging. You should pay more attention to social media, but you can't stand it. You should pay less attention to social media, but you really adore it. You should start doing insert physical activity here. You should stop eating sugar / dairy / gluten / bread / butter / avocado / insert food group here. You should market yourself more frequently or harder or softer or only on Tuesdays or using the ultimate buzzword right now, authenticity. You should return emails within 1 hour or 2 hours or 5 hours or 24 hours. You should clean your house daily for 20 minutes instead of once a month. You get the idea. This list is practically endless. The trick of the shoulds, though, is to call them out when you find them. And one of the biggest shoulds we modern peeps are facing, aside from all the others, lies in perfection porn. We're all addicted to various technologies to varying degrees. Some of us can't get enough of Facebook, some Instagram, some streaming video, some simply screens in general. It does not matter what. Some news, some games, some the ding of a new text message or like or follow notification. Whatever the addiction, can we admit that there's an even deeper problem at work on each one of us? We're all caught framing our lives to make sure they measure up to the perfection porn standard. Perfect bodies, houses, cars, rooms, books, careers, days, vacations, relationships, lives are lined up one after the other in an endless scrolling stream that we consume from dawn till dusk. I once watched a perfection porn perpetuating woman with 5 kids, one of whom was miserably failing at potty training on the floor in the other room, kick through the debris of her house to the kitchen windowsill and spend 6 minutes taking the perfect picture of a tulip. Maybe it was her way of making order from chaos. Maybe it was her way of clutching at sanity in a sea of imperfection. Or maybe, and I suspect this is the case, it was her way of saying, look, I have it all together, to her followers at a time when she most certainly didn't. The comments that rolled in from the tulip photo and the infinite tulip-like photo variations she created weren't about finding calm in chaos or moments of respite in the day-to-day living of life. They were variations on how do you do it, and you make it look so easy, and I wish I could be more like you. Perfection porn breeds the illusion that someone, somewhere, has her shit together once and for all. That some woman, somewhere across the globe, is not only successfully raising children, but also maintaining a perfect body, a perfect, quote, lifestyle, unquote, a perfect business, and a perfect spiritual center with a mere 24 hours in her day. Perfection porn perpetuates the myth that she is doing it better than you. And make no mistake, she loves when you tell her how much better she's doing it. She loves opportunities to modestly tell you that she has cellulite, that her house really is messy, or that her yoga practice is inconsistent. She loves flogging herself and the illusions she perpetuates for the sake of the attention those statements garner. She's so, quote, authentic and, quote, genuine. Of course, perfection porn lies, just like unicorn blood. It wastes 6 minutes per tulip on conveying a sense of life and the living of it that is patently false. That woman I watched was tired. She was both physically broken and financially broke. I was in her house because she was at her wit's end and had called in the reinforcements. It's a beautiful aspiration. If I just try hard enough, if I just order the right shit from Amazon, if I just buy one more plane ticket, if I just get my hair done by that person, or master that yoga position, or master my Vitamix, or find the perfect sunlit window for capturing my hemp seeds in all their glory. Perfection porn is seductive. It tells you that someone else, somewhere else, is having an absolutely perfect moment, and you, my friend, are blowing it. Your kids are screaming and tired and smelly as all get out. Your floors are dirty, your clothes are wrinkled, and the bags under your eyes are deep enough to bury a few bodies. Your life doesn't add up, perfection porn whispers. But it lies, hard and long and deep. It makes social media-worthy fake gorgeous moments out of the few seconds when we could be vulnerable enough to ask for help or support or friendship or a hand cleaning up the shit on the floor. It makes walls where we could very well be making connections. So please, celebrate the people who live and become one of them yourself. The people who don't crop perfectly or cleanly. The people who are willing to show life in its unposed and droopy fullness. Lift them up and talk to them and tell them what they mean to you. And be that person. Because perfection porn is winning and it's lethal. It's incapable of saying what it really means. The gloss is too much. The sheen factor is off the charts, leaving only the tiniest space for an outstretched hand to collect praise and nothing else. Let's stop lying about how good or great or perfect or fine we are and ask for help instead. Let's grab our buckets and help people clean up the hallways. Let's stop denying the pain that comes from turning it down, from putting a lid on your best or most interesting bits for the sake of the aesthetically pleasing. Let's stop pretending our everyday lives are strings of tulips, one after the other, in row after endless perfect row. Perfection porn and the shoulds of unicorn blood go hand in hand. You can't possibly say what you mean or show people how you look or admit to that thing because you quote-unquote shouldn't. That's what your brain says. What would people think? Who are you to break down stereotypes or be honest about living in the modern world? And I say, who are you not to? We need people who are more than willing to show us how it is to live a life of meaning, regardless of whether it's the most Pinterest-friendly or Instagrammable or Snapchattable or Facebookable or whatever the kids are doing these days-able thing. We need people to live as they choose, not as they think they should, because that's when unicorn blood loses its power and its absence leaves space for wonderful, incredible things to come into your life. So this week is about clearing the unicorn blood and letting wonderful things come into your life. The three very brief assignments. One, magic. Identify the biggest source of perfection porn in your life. Take a good look at it and see where you're abusing it, where you're misusing it, or where you're giving it way too much power. For example, I realized that I was using Pinterest exclusively to perpetuate my own perfection porn-seeking tendencies, so I deleted my account. You might limit yours or hide it for a bit, or you can delete it altogether. My point isn't that Pinterest is bad or wrong for everyone, but that using any platform to feed your unicorn blood is less than ideal. So check it out and unfollow, unsubscribe, eliminate, or delete that thing. The biggest source of perfection porn in your life, stop paying attention to it. And then let me know when you did. Two, mogul. This is about showing your work. And so I want you to show your work in the way you fear you shouldn't. That might mean you take peeps behind the scenes. It might mean you hit publish before you're ready, or you show peeps how to do something in a tiny video that probably isn't perfect. Or you fight the perfection porn with imperfect business pieces, things that you've deleted, things that aren't finished, things that are halfway there. Show your work, and again, show us what you're doing. And then in a purely muggle sense, when it comes to your inbox, this is the third assignment, unfollow and unsubscribe from at least 10 accounts, teachers, gurus, or email senders of any kind. Anything that feeds your should bits the unicorn blood has got to go. And let me know when you've done those things in the magical group, okay? So for magic, identify the biggest source of perfection porn and do your best to modify it, if not delete it altogether. For mogul, show your work in the way you fear you shouldn't. You know what that is when you hear it. And for muggle, unfollow and unsubscribe from at least 10 accounts, teachers, gurus, or email senders of any kind this week. Yes, that can include Instagram. Yes, that can include Snapchat. Yes, that can include blogs. Yes, that can include emails. The point is not the specific people or ways that you unsubscribe, but that you notice what's feeding your unicorn blood and what's feeding your perfection porn and you stop giving it power. That's what we're focused on right now. If you're like, what the fuck does this have to do with business, Kristen? Please be patient. Stick with me. The shoulds and the perfection porn are these sticky pieces that show up again and again in your whole life, not just your business. So actively examining them now makes the second half of the activities we undertake easier and faster and more effective. It's like having a healthy meal and plenty of water before you do a heavy workout, instead of chugging a six-pack of beer and downing a case of Snickers before you hit the gym. It's way more effective the first way. So that's how we're doing it. Cool? So get out there, magic mogul and muggle. Let's get off the unicorn blood. Let's make wonderful things happen in business. And I will see you in the group. Thanks for listening.